At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
We are looking at the Piglet cookbooks of 2015 and 2016. And they all look delicious.
True.
But some look a teensy bit better than others.
Are we just judging by covers here? Or are we just... Yeah. Should we just go by covers?
No, you cannot judge a book by its cover.
That was Dash Ross, son of one of our judges, Phyllis Grant, about to predict who he thinks will win this year's Piglet Tournament of Cookbooks. If you're not familiar with the Piglet, it's Food 52's annual cookbook showdown. We choose what we think are the year's 16 best cookbooks, and then we face them off in an NCAA-style bracket tournament. From there, it's out of our hands and into those of some very capable judges. Judges like Brooks Headley and Yotam Ottolenghi, and some you may know even if you've never stepped foot into the world of food. This year, Ari Shapiro is coming into the fray with us. You'll hear from him soon. And in past years, we've heard from judges like Brian Gumbel, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ezra Klein. Their job, in a nutshell, is to judge two of those 16 books against each other. And ultimately, how they decide to crown their winner is up to them. It depends entirely on what they think makes a great cookbook. It's a little cruel and a little irreverent, and it's exactly what we thought the genre of cookbook reviews needed when we started it back in 2009. You can hear all about that, plus why the whole thing is named after a baby pig, in our next episode. I'm Kenzie Wilbur, host of Burnt Toast and editor of The Piglet for 4 years running, and in honor of the first day of this year's tournament, we thought it'd be fun to pull some predictions. First up, our judges. We asked them to think outside of the books they were assigned to judge. And you, by the way, can see the list of books they're choosing from up on food52.com. Here's what they said.
My name is Andrew Zimmern, and I think Mike Solomonov's Zahav cookbook is going to be the big winner this year. I think it's one of the best cookbooks that I've seen in the last several years. Cooking out of it is a breeze, and it demystifies a whole variety of flavor and components and techniques that I think, you know, folks in America, they want to cook, they love to eat it, but it's been a tough one to embrace from an educational standpoint, and I think Mike knocked it out of the park.
This is John Birdsall. I'm a food writer in Oakland, California. I have to say, looking at all the entries, 2015 was really a year in cookbook publishing that really honored the kind of smaller scale, passionate, practical cookbook. With that in mind, I think the books that are really in contention for winning are books that really do kind of perfectly distill that quality. Certainly something like The Violet Bakery Cookbook, A Girl and Her Greens, Eat Mexico, A Bird in the Hand. All of those books really do kind of express the flavor of cookbooks in 2015.
We are
Phyllis Grant
and Dash Ross. And all of it looks delicious.
True.
All of it. But judging by all that I saw and read, and the cover, of course, a bird in the hand.
Wow.
Definitely.
That's your gut?
That is my gut.
I like your gut. The good gut. I'm bouncing back and forth here. Between
try to pick one.
I'm trying.
Like,
Seven
you know.
Spoons by Tara O'Brady. She's such a beautiful job of extending her blog into a book. I mean, that's a really hard thing to do.
Look at those fig toasts,
right? And the other one I'm thinking about is Food Lab. different.
Definitely.
It's Harold McGee meets the CIA cookbook meets, I don't know, something lighter. It's insanely long. I don't know.
So is our podcast.
What? So is our podcast. Well, this isn't the podcast.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Kenzie can edit it. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's Chris Schoenberger, editor-in-chief of First We Feast. First of all, I'm really excited to see some underrepresented cuisines in the running this year. You've got Senegal, Oman, Ukraine. So right off the jump, I'm always going to root for the underdog. But, you know, just looking at all of these books, I have to say Kenji's Food Lab seems like the one to beat this year. I've spoken to a number of people who, as far as I know, don't really cook, let alone from cookbooks, who can't stop telling me how awesome it is. The recipes work, and it's got a clear point of view with the whole cooking through science thing.
This is Ayelet Waldman. Who do I think is going to win the Piglet? Well, I'll tell you, some of the best dinners of my life were eaten alone at the bar at Jelena while I was working in L.A. and my husband was holding down the fort with all four children up in Berkeley. It was so gloriously independent and exciting and lonely in the best possible way. So I have my heart set on Jelena, although I haven't even seen that cookbook.
Hey, this is Ari Shapiro from NPR, and I'm going to guess that the Jelena cookbook is going to win the Piglet this year because I ate at the restaurant once and it was amazing, and also a friend of mine has been cooking from it and says it's really fantastic. So my vote goes for Jelena. Good luck to everyone.
You had some thoughts, too. There were some clear trends in who our community thinks will win. Some vote for authors who've won in the past, some hop on the Food Lab bandwagon, and a few stage their own Piglet bracket competition. A week or so ago, Chicago culinary bookstore Read It and Eat emailed to tell us they're following along with an in-store competition this year, which means, out of all of us, they're bound to have some good predictions. So we asked.
My name is Esther Darium. I'm the owner of Read It and Eat, which is Chicago's culinary bookstore. We've been open since May last year, and we're really excited to be here today.
So, okay, I have to tell you, when we got the email into the editor's inbox, it totally warmed my heart. So I wanted to hear a little bit about the competition that you're running in the store.
Yeah, so we kind of were figuring out how to particularly support this. We were all really excited. And first we said, well, maybe we'll just provide some coverage and talk about each book. And then we said, well, why don't we actually run a competition? And so we kind of created a bracket. We've got it up on the wall in the store, and we've got forms for people to fill out either electronically or come into the store. And essentially it's going to be run like the March Madness competition. Everybody fills in their entry, and if they pick one of the books that makes it to the next round, they obviously move on to the next round and so on and so forth. The winning prize is obviously the winning book, and we've decided to give it away to three lucky winners. And if more than three people pick the winning book, then we'll just put all their names into another ballot and pick randomly three people.
Can you tell us who you think is going to win the Piglet?
So for me particularly, as I looked at all of the books, they're all terrific books. I look for very different things. I look for how much I'm learning from the book, whether I want to actually cook from the book. What made it different for me for the Food Lab is I want to play from the book. I want to experiment and I want to play beyond just wanting to cook from it. So for me, the Food Lab, I think, is going to win. And because the Food Lab is going up against Zahaf, I think Zahaf is going to be out in the first round. I think the Violet Bakery is going to be out in the first round. I think the Food of Oman is going to be out in the first round because I love Near and Far. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian, but it is a beautiful book, and I love that book too. I think Eat Mexico is actually going to be out in the first round as well. I kind of went back and forth between that, but I think the Hot Bread Kitchen Cookbook is going to beat it. I think that Silver Spoons, because it's going up against My Kitchenaire, is going to be out in the first round. A Bird in the Hand is going to be out in the first round. I expect Senegal to kind of move forward. And then Modern Jewish Cooking, I think, is going to be out in the first round.
I love this. I feel like I'm talking to a sister, like a Piglet sister.
To deviate a little bit, I am born in the year of the pig, so.
You mentioned that it brings a tear to your eye that Zahav won't be going past the first round.
Yeah, it does. I had the opportunity to meet Michael Solomonov. I've read his book. I've looked at his recipes. You know, he's got such a compelling story, and his book is just beautiful. And it's just that because it's going up against the Food Lab, I think it's going to be knocked out in the first round. So it brings a little tear to my eye. I do love the book.
As for the rest of you, here's who you're betting on.
I think that Jelena is going to win the Piglet competition because Southern California food is irresistible.
I think A Girl in Her Greens by April Bloomfield is going to pull out on top this year.
I think Piggy expert April Bloomfield will win this year's Piglet tournament.
It's got to be April Bloomfield for A Girl in Her Greens because her book is littered with piglets on every page.
But I also think that My Kitchenaire has a pretty good chance.
Probably the Food Lab because there's nothing really like it out there. It's huge. There's so much information. It's like your Bible for the kitchen.
The Food Lab, because I just trust everything that guy says.
Kenji Lopez, because it's a different approach to home cooking.
I would be completely shocked if the Food Lab didn't get it.
Perhaps not surprisingly, the book I think has a good chance of going far in the Piglet is The Food Lab.
I'm not really sure what could beat Heidi Swantz's Near and Far.
I think the winner of this year will be A Bird in the Hand because of chicken. Everybody loves chicken.
I think Eat Mexico is going to win because the author manages to convince us that both kale salad and tomato pie can be supposedly authentically Mexican.
And then there's Senegal because it's the year of the International Cookbook. So I think I'm not really sure.
So who do I think wins? I can't tell you because I know too much. I did share the news with Esther, though, under embargo.
Wow. That is a huge surprise. I can tell you that because no one at the store has picked it. That is a surprise.
She's got it right. This year is going to surprise you. Head to Food 52 right now to read the first judgment. Today, Brooks Headley judges Ruth Reichel's My Kitchen Year against Tara O'Brady's Seven Spoons. And stick it out with us until the 17th of March when we announce the winning cookbook. That's it for this episode of Burnt Toast. But tune in on March 10th to hear the in-depth version of why on earth we ever decided to pit cookbooks against each other like NCAA basketball teams, how we pick the books, and our best stories along the way. Thanks to our producer, Kristen Meinzer, and also to Laura Mayer, Henry Malofsky, and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Please let us know what you think of the show. Our Twitter address is @food52, and you can leave us a glowing review on iTunes. For all of our judges, Esther of Read It and Eat, and for Lauren, Natalia, Ali, Jackson, Victoria, Ryan, Oscar, Monica, and Amanda, I'm Kenzie Wilbur. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.